this?
I was like 19. I was like, I'm gonna wear big poofy hair. And then I was on stage with those heels shaking like Bambi.
Oh my God.
But singing it, I was still killing it vocally, but like physically, yeah. I was just like, oh my God.
This week on Lust for Live Boston, some of the best comedy all jam-packed into 1 week. We got a dope Boston call-in convo with Miranda Ray, and Snarky Puppy is back, y'all. Welcome back, y'all. Episode 18, Lust for Live Boston. It's Leo season, y'all. I'm your favorite Leo host, Cliff Notes. And a lot is happening this week, as it is every week. And we're here to distill that happening into a curated list. And we're going to start off on a Wednesday. All right, first thing I got for you, I told you this is a jam-packed week of comedy, just like how Gillette Stadium and TD Bank was packed. The Wilbur's got Tim Heidecker coming through. If you don't know Tim, you got to watch the show Tim and Eric. Clearly an inspiration for like the TikTok comedy generation. That's going to be a great show. Depending, if you know Tim, it could be a really weird show. Well, it's definitely going to be a great show. Is Sir Elton John is coming to Gillette Stadium. That's happening on Wednesday. And if you don't know Elton John, you should just go see the movie Rocket Man, I guess. Good little introduction to the little known artist. All right, Thursday, more comedy. Kevin Hart, who's just been on a tear with like mediocre movies that fill our Netflix queue. Keeps Netflix alive. I actually like that one serious one with Wesley Snipes. Forgot the name of it. But anyway, Kevin Hart is at TD Garden on Thursday. Also happening is this dance party that happens over at Brighton Music Hall. I've been wanting to check out one of these dance parties for a while. The theme of this Thursday's dance party is Kanye versus Drake. Pretty dope reason to head over to Brighton. And the last thing I got for you is starting on Thursday, but moving throughout the entire weekend, Thursday through Saturday, Nice Fest. If you don't know about Nice Fest, that means you haven't subscribed to our podcast and you missed our episode with Zola Simone last week. There's going to be other great people that you can go. Here's some folks that I think you should check out that I also want on the show. Speedy Ortiz, Future Teens, Lady Pills, you got Ravi. You got Squitch, Hassan Barclay, Pink Naval. The list goes on. It's going to be a great, great night through the weekend. 28th through the 30th. That's at the Rockwell and Crystal Ballroom. All right, Friday. Let's go to another festival. This is the Lowell Folk and Food Festival. It's everything you could hope for. Lots of folk music, lots of food. And you got to check out a couple of my favorites that are going to be there. You got Don Bryant, Memphis Soul coming through. Cedric Watson and Bijou Creole, and you got the Treme Brass Band coming from New Orleans. Holy, this is gonna be unbelievable. That's the Lowell Folk and Food Festival happening Friday through Sunday. Make sure you check that out. Another thing that's happening right here in our city, in Boston, the Leader Bank Pavilion is holding future legend Burner Boy. Oh my God, I've been a fan of Burner Boy since I saw his Tiny Desk concert, and now he's got what's possibly the song of the summer called Last Last. It features the Toni Braxton sample, which is also the song of summer 2000. Check out Burner Boy Friday, Leader Bank Pavilion. Last thing I got for you on Friday is Hanson. I actually had to look into this and make sure this wasn't like some indie rock band that was just doing a play. This is the actual Hanson coming to House of Blues. If you don't know this, it's probably because you're younger than 24 years old. Either way, it's going to be a great show. All right, Saturday. And Rob Zombie makes music? Said the person who is also under the age of 24. That's right. Rob Zombie is coming back to Xfinity Center. I know Rob as both a musician, and I remember when he subtly moved his way into filmmaking, and it has been making a killing in the horror industry ever since. So this is going to be really interesting to see him at Xfinity Center. Mudvayne is also opening up, as well as Power Man and Static X. If you need something a little bit more lighthearted, a little less horror and gore, you can go and see Chris Tucker, the legend. Y'all don't remember Chris Tucker? You gotta go watch Rush Hour. You gotta go watch Friday. Chris Tucker's a legend and an incredible stand-up comedian. I remember a lot of his earlier stand-up, so it's gonna be dope to see him at the Wilbur. That's happening on Saturday. And the last thing I got for you on Saturday is a Dark Summer Garden Party. This is happening at Once at Boynton Yards Saturday. This is also put together by Dark Spring and Corrosion Boston. It's going to be dark wave and synth wave music, a bunch of art vendors, long games. It's all outside, 9 original bands, doors open at 12. Go check out Cliff and Ivy or Pilgrims of Yearning. It's going to be a dope little day. Little day joint. Yeah, you know that sound by now. You should know it. It's time for our Inside Scoop of the Week. It's the time of the show where we look to the community and say, yo, what's happening out there? And this week, I got my good friend, Thurlin, aka half of Side Presents, an organization that is putting on for people of color in this city. And this week, Thurlin's gonna put you on to something happening this Sunday, hosted by Side Presents.
Hey, it's Thurlin, aka T. Louie from Side Presents, and my inside scoop is Nude on July 31st. Nude is a live figure drawing class led by the incomparable Lee Beard, aka Square.com, aka Soames, with special music guest performances and Boston's favorite DJ, Real P, creating the ambiance. This is a Side times Do It For Real times Lifted Smoking Good second collaboration. You don't want to miss it.
Thank you again to T. Louie, the legend. Make sure you stay up to date with what Side Presents does, because they do a lot. If you do something, you should shoot us an email. lustforlive@doubleelvis.com. We still got a whole week left, or at least a few days. So I think it's time we get back into it. All right, so where are we? Oh yeah, Sunday. That's right, it's Leo season. And I've been telling you about my gallery that opened a couple weeks ago. This Sunday, I'm having a little birthday celebration there. And it's going to be featuring a performance from yours truly and my friend Miranda Ray, who you'll hear from later on in the show. Make sure you check that out. That's Sunday on the Seaport Wild Wonderland birthday party. Next thing I got for you is Neil Brennan at the Wilbur. I told you, lots of comedy. If you don't know Neil Brennan, you got to watch Chappelle's show. He's very infamously known as the other half of Chappelle's show. Either way, Neil's an amazing comedian. That's going to be great. If you want something for your day, you should head over to Pierce Park in East Boston. The Zoomix Summer Series is happening, and this week it's featuring the Samba Jazz Project, who I've seen before. That's going to be a great daytime event. You should just check that out. Last thing I got for you on Sunday is happy birthday to Midway Cafe, celebrating their 35th anniversary. They're going to be having shows and events celebrating throughout the entire weekend, capping it off on Sunday. Midway Cafe is a very popular small venue out in JP. Make sure you check them out. Support local venues. All right, Monday, I got something a little more art focused. This is an event partnered up with the ICA and the Boston Public Library right by my old home in Fields Corner. This is neighborhood art making, happen at the Fields Corner Library. Take the kids out, get them out the house, get them making some artworks, and maybe they'll make it into my show. The next thing I got for you is Inhaler at the Sinclair. If you don't know Inhaler, they're like kind of a poppy, punky rock band. If listen to It Won't Always Be Like This. It's real opening credit vibes. It's real like montage, slice of life kind of vibe. They're a lot of fun either way. That's going to be dope. Last thing I got for you is a little bit of cheese and beer pairing at Lamplighter Brewing, 284 Broadway in Cambridge, kind of near Central Square. All right, that's it for Monday. And now we're on a Tuesday. I got Hoodie Allen coming to town. Wasn't Hoodie Allen like a rapper? Did I make that up? I mean, I just heard the new song, Call Me Never, and it doesn't sound like he's rapping anymore. But I think that's the new wave, is people start off as rappers and then they move into new careers, like MGK. Either way, Hoodie Allen is gonna be in Boston, specifically at the Brighton Music Hall on Tuesday. Last thing I got for you is over at the Leader Bank Pavilion, because if you don't know, August 2nd, the Tuesday, is this one right here, your favorite Leo host's birthday. And I gotta go to something, and I saw this Norah Jones show happening, and I'm definitely at the age where going to a Norah Jones on a Tuesday for your birthday sounds great, especially when I hear that Regina Spektor is gonna be opening. I just had another geeky pop music moment with my little sister. We used to love this song called "The Call" by Regina Spektor. Just go listen to it. I'll see you at the show, Leader Bank Pavilion, Tuesday. And that's gonna do it for our event highlights for this week. I mean, first off, Hoodie Allen, I mean, no disrespect, I totally get it. I mean, I don't want to be a rapper forever. I make other stuff too. Totally cool. Do what you want. Either way, we still got a lot coming down the pipeline. We still got cultural updates. We still got interview, and we got
the draw.
The draw.
Oh yeah, I love this part of the show, especially because of the music. It makes me feel like I'm in the 70s, and I'm just a dude at the back of the club who can just tell you exactly what you need to know that other people may not know. And that's exactly what the drop is. We look down the pipeline and see what's coming to our city. And this week we're looking a little bit into the future, because this band right here is a futuristic band if I ever knew one. Trust me on this. Snarky Puppy is coming to Boston. If you don't know Snarky Puppy, you probably are not friends with anyone from Berkeley. Snarky Puppy is like jazz, fusion, blues, funk. They're kind of everything. They're just an amazing band. They do these like live recording sessions that are freaking unbelievable. The talent in this group is unmatched. You heard it here first at the drop. Snarky Puppy, Roadrunner, April 8th. Coming up next, we got a special interview from the Tivoli Orange stage at Boston Calling. This time it's with Miranda Ray, who's going to be at Wild Wonderland on Sunday. Now, make no mistakes, we start this conversation talking about Miranda's first gig, and that stinger from the top of the episode is by no means a representation of the diva and brilliant singer-songwriter that Miranda is today. You're just going to have to listen to this conversation to find out how.
I went in.
You went
in. I went in on my first show. And I tell you, I was like, I'm going to wear heels. I'm going to have big poofy hair. I was like 19. I was like, I'm going to wear big poofy hair. And then I was on stage with those heels shaking like Bambi.
Oh, my God.
But singing it, I was still killing it vocally. But, like, physically, yeah. I was just like, oh, my God. I can't put it here. I can't shake my voice, so I'm just gonna shake my legs. And I tried to stand still and I couldn't, but I did pretty good. I give myself props. Shout out 19-year-old Miranda.
If you had like one word to describe what live music, like performing live, means to you, what would it be?
Validation. Is that
okay.
Good?
Yeah,
because every
great.
Time I'm on stage, it's like, as an artist, you definitely go through those like, ups and downs, like, oh, should I don't know. And then, like, you know, you see other people, you start comparing. I don't know. I try not to do any of that, because I feel like everything that's meant for you is going to come for you. And every time I go on stage, it's validation that I'm, like, on the right path.
I love that.
So for me, it's validating. And it always brings me, like, somewhere else.
Yeah.
So everything I've done in Boston since I've been in Boston has brought me to where we are right now,
yeah.
having this dope-ass conversation
that's
on
amazing.
Lust for Live.
So... moving to Boston, how has it been for you breaking into the music scene?
It was definitely weird at first because I didn't know where the scene was.
Yeah.
No, I was like, hey scene, where are you guys at? Yeah. People were like, just gotta go out. I'm like, okay, go out where? That's what I'm not trying to see. And then I finally found it. The first place I found, because every open mic I searched up, I was trying to like do open mic.
Yeah.
I was trying to do like what I did when I was 19, but like kind of like faster in the sense of like more aggressive pace, like, okay, well, I'm not gonna do open mics, I'm just gonna find one, and all I need is one. That's what I kept saying, like, all I need is one open mic. If I find that, I can find somebody
in that place
who is in that place. And I did. I just kept finding the next place. I found another person, so on and so forth. And the open mic I found was DAP, Dorchester Art Project. Shout out to them. I think it was every Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
like that? I don't know. But I was scared to go because it was like by myself. And I don't do that. But I was like, you know what? Get out of the house. You don't got no friends anyways to call to be that. Like, come with me. Oh. You're new to town. Even though I'm from here, I felt new to town.
Yeah.
And I just went by myself. No one knew who I was. I was like sitting in the back. I just wrote my name on the wall. And then I literally like got the whole room.
Thank you again to Miranda Ray. Again, you can check out Miranda on Sunday at Wild Wonderland. Also, thank you to Tivoli for hosting us at Boston Calling. We still got a few more conversations from that day you might hear throughout the rest of this year. But until that point, I think it's time for some culture.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Hey, listen, the more I do this show, the more I fall in love with like small things of the show. And this specific portion of the show really makes me feel like I'm like a news broadcaster and I get to bring you the important things. Now, first thing I got is for my book nerds. Harvard Bookstore to open up a new branch at the one and only Prudential Center. What? That's right by Berkeley. I'm going to love that. For all my book lovers, come spring 2023, you will definitely be able to head over to the Harvard Bookstore, now located at the Prudential Center, or in 2023, located at the Prudential Center. That's big. That's big. Okay, this is for my people that are out often in the city. And not only are you out often, but you're out often with your car. Apparently, there's going to be a big update to the Park Boston app. Yes, yes, that's huge. This includes mapping options with the GPS feature to show the nearest Park Boston spots, along with the Find My Car integration. I wonder if that means that we'll be able to see which Park Boston spots are available. That could be a game changer. Either way, these other integrations are going to be dope. Hopefully make your nightlife a bit more easy to navigate or to park in. So y'all know I'm part of this Create the Vote Fellowship, where I'm in arts advocacy and learning about how I can bring more money to the state. And I gotta let you know about this event happening out in Worcester. It's called the Candidate Forum and Celebration of the Arts, August 3rd, 7 to 9 p.m. Come see a moderated panel for the candidates running for lieutenant governor and an exhibit of art. All of this ties in because those folks help bring the money into the state. This is at the G. McDonough Arts Center. Make sure you're there. Support the state. Support arts. Find out more information, mash-creative.org. That's going to do it for cultural updates. If I'm missing something and you think I should shout it out, shoot us an email, lustforliveboston@doubleelvis.com. Also sign up for our newsletter, lustforlive.xyz. Hey yo, episode 18 in the books. We did it. One more. Special thanks to our inside Scoot Thurlin, Side Presents. Special thanks to our interview, Miranda Ray and Paul from Tivoli Audio for making that happen for us. This episode was recorded and produced by me, Cliff Notes. Additional production, engineering, mixing, writing by the Hipstery team, Taylor Bettinson, Phoebe Huff. Executive producers Jake Brennan, Brady Sadler, Carly Carioli, and producer Chris O'Keefe. Have you followed us on social media yet? Lust for Live, B-O-S. And I'm Cliff Notes, C-L-I-F-F-N-O-T-E-Z-Z, just so you don't fall asleep. But until next week, if your live event life is lacking that luster, I know what you need though. Go on and get yourself a Leo. Peace.